In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel reading, we are presented with two very different people who are in dire straits, neither of whom despair, but instead continue to hope. Jairus is a leader of the synagogue and therefore a man of high status in his community. As we've seen elsewhere in the Gospels, most of the religious leaders in Jesus' day wanted nothing to do with Jesus. Indeed, many of them wanted him arrested or even killed. There were some exceptions, certainly, like Nicodemus. But John's Gospel tells us that Nicodemus went to see Jesus at night, presumably so that he would not be seen with this itinerant healer and thereby tarnish his own reputation. But Jairus goes to Jesus in the clear light of day, in plain view of dozens, perhaps hundreds of people, because he is in great need. This tells us something about Jairus. His love for his child was such that, reputation be damned, he was going to see Jesus. He refused to despair of his daughter being healed, even when Jairus' daughter had apparently died. And those who came from his home to meet Jairus told him to despair and to give up hope. Jesus says, "Do not fear." And he brings the girl back to life. Similarly, the woman with the hemorrhage also would have been a likely candidate for despair. After all, the gospel says that after 12 years, quote, she had endured much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and she was no better. But she also refuses to give in to despair, and instead has hope that simply by getting near Jesus, by touching his cloak, she might be healed. St. Paul tells us that the three great virtues are faith, hope, and love. This morning's gospel passage is really all about hope and its mirror opposites, fear and despair. Jesus has much to say throughout the gospels about how we are to see and treat each other. But in the realm of how we treat ourselves, his greatest commandment could well be this: do not be afraid. We hear this again and again, both from Jesus and the angels: do not be afraid. When the woman with the hemorrhage realizes that Jesus somehow knows she's obtained her healing illicitly by putting her hand in the cookie jar, as it were, Jesus asks who has touched his cloak. But the very first thing he does to her, the thing he says to her, in fact, the only thing he does other than confirm her healing, is to allay her fears. She fears being reprimanded or punished, but Jesus simply tells her, after she confesses everything, go in peace. This woman persevered in hope and was delivered from her suffering. Today's psalm also lifts up hope. Verse 6 of Psalm 30 says, "Weeping may spend the night, but joy comes in the morning." And then 6 verses later, the psalmist attributes that hope to God by declaring to the Almighty, "You have turned my wailing into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy." In other words, with God by our side, there is always cause for hope. I suspect almost all of us have experienced a time when, recalling today's psalm, weeping has spent the night, and we did not know when or even if we would see a joyful morning. We feared that day might not come. Chances are, we here today will not experience the kind of miraculous deliverance that Jairus and his daughter and the woman with the hemorrhage do. But I know that many of us could sing right along with the psalmist that although weeping may have spent the night, the morning brought joy this past Friday morning brought joy to countless people in our country who had been working for the right of same-sex couples to marry throughout the land. For how many years, indeed decades, did it seem to so many that such a joyful morning might not come? But they did not despair. They kept praying and working and hoping, and 2 days ago, joy came in the morning. It was a long journey, but as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. The bending of that arc often seems like an uphill slope, a steep hill that needs to be climbed day after day, not just in this cause, but in so many struggles for justice and equality. What gives us the strength to continue up that hill towards our goal, perhaps more than anything else, is hope. Hope for our own lives and the lives of our friends and family and community and nation. And finally, hope for all of God's creation. Amen.